attention and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now we'd like to bring to you what we call a sweetheart of the group, a very charming young lady, a very fine blues singer, wonderful pianist, violinist, banjo, and what have we. Strings, she's got it. Ladies and gentlemen, Your Majesty, Queen Victoria Beebe.
Do a song for you that I wrote in 1927 for a little friend of mine who was unfortunate. It's known as the TB Blues. With your approval, I will play it as no joke.
Victoria Spivey is a legendary blues singer who gained popularity in the 1920s and the 1930s, mostly due to her powerful and emotive voice. She was one of the most successful female blues singers of her time, and her incredible talent and contributions to the blues genre have cemented her place in music history. While her career was a remarkable one, there were a lot of ups and downs in Spivey's life, and the path that led her to greatness is a fascinating one to explore. Welcome to Dead Wax 78. I'm your host, Sean, and we're going to explore some of these talented people, talented singers from the past. This episode, we're going to talk about Victoria Spivey, Queen Victoria. No, not that one. Victoria Regina Spivey, born October 15, 1906, sometimes known as Queen Victoria, was an American blues singer, songwriter, and record company founder. She was the eldest of six children and grew up in a musical household. Her father was a banjo player and her mother was a pianist, and they regularly hosted house parties where Spivey would sing and perform. She began playing the piano at a young age and showed a remarkable talent for music. At the age of 12, she won a contest with her renditions of Sweet By and By. During a recording career that spanned 40 years from 1926 to the mid-1960s, she worked with everyone, including Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, Clarence Williams, Louis Russell, Lonnie Johnson, and even Bob Dylan. She also performed in vaudeville and clubs, sometimes with her sister Addie, Sweet Peas Spivey, also known as Zazu Girl. Among her compositions are Black Snake Blues, Dopehead Blues, and Organ Grinder Blues. In 1961, she co-founded Spivey Records with one of her husbands, Len Kunstad. Victoria was one of the blues divas who dominated the market for race music in the 1920s, but her talent as a businesswoman, songwriter, and performer kept her in the business all of her life. Born in Houston in 1906, Victoria left home at the age of 12 to play piano at the Lincoln Theater in Dallas, and over the next few years made a living playing in cat houses and gambling dens of major Texas cities. Here's side one, Black Snake Blues, on OK 1926.
Black even the girl who didn't believe in giving men her money. So she sat down and wrote him and said, "Listen here, honey, I got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away, give it away. This little thing that I've got is the thing that makes Bill a slave, Bill a slave. I've been saving up since I don't know when. I ain't playing Santa Claus to any man. This little thing, I ain't gonna abuse it. If I ever get broke, babe, I certainly can use it. This little thing is the thing the whole world's talking about, talking about. And I'm certainly not gonna do without, without a doubt. Now they caught you one spot, and now you're in jail. Can't stand you none of this, might get lost through the mail. I got what it takes, but it breaks my heart. Ain't gonna give it away. I say I got what it takes, but it breaks my heart, baby. Give it away, to give it away. And this little thing that I've got is the thing that makes a fiddler play, fiddler play. I've been saving it up since I don't know when. Ain't playing Santa Claus to any men. Some people say that it's filthy and old, but you can tell the world it's worth its weight in gold. This little thing is the thing the whole world talking about, talking about. And I'm certainly not gonna do without, without a doubt. Now once you were my daddy, suited me to a T. If you get any of this, it will surprise me. I got what it takes, but it breaks my heart. I ain't gonna give it away.
Known for her mean blues with a hard nasal voice, she called her a tiger squall, and into the 1930s she worked in vaudeville houses, barrel houses, theaters throughout Missouri, Texas, and Michigan. She wrote most of her songs and recorded them between 1926 and 1937. Taking her cue from local rising star Sippy Wallace, Victoria developed her singing career by writing her own material in the bold style of Ida Cox, using hard-hitting lyrics to address the position of women and their relationships with men and the broader social issues like unemployment, healthcare, and justice, as well as displaying a steamy eroticism in some of her hokum blues. In 1926, she moved to St. Louis, Missouri, where she signed by OK Records. Her first recording, Black Snake Blues, sold well, and her association with the label continued. As she recorded numerous sides for OK in their New York City studios until 1929, when she switched to Victor Label between 1931 and 1937. More recordings followed for Vocalion Records and Decca Records. And working out of New York, she maintained an active performance schedule. The Depression did not put an end to Spivey's musical career. She found new outlets for her talent in 1929 when the film director Victor Vidor cast her in the play Missy Rose in his first sound film, Hallelujah. And throughout the 1930s and 1940s, Spivey continued to work in musical films and stage shows, including the hit musical Hell's a Poppin', 1938. Here's side two, My Handyman, 1928, with Lonnie Johnson.
Mm-hmm. never said a good man's hard to find. Positively, absolutely sure was blind. I found the best that ever was. Here's some other things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my puttle, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handyman. He threads my needle, greens my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handyman. Don't care if you believe or not, he's good to have around. When my furnace gets too hot, he turned my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. I like the way he whips my cream. My man is such a handyman. He flaps my flapjack, cleans off my table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man is such a handyman. Sometimes he's up before they're done, busy working on my lawn. My man is such a handyman. Never has a thing to say when he's working hard. Wish that you could see the way. Away, I get a fresh piece every day. My man is such a handyman.
After her first marriage to trumpeter Reuben Floyd, she married William Billy Adams. She was married two other times after that, from 1952 to about 1960. She performed only occasionally and largely dropped out of the music scene and settled down to her home in Brooklyn, where she worked as a church administrator and devoted time to her church choir. She sang at jazz clubs and played in church, but only embarked on a career comeback in the 1960s with the support of a jazz blues buff, Len Kunstad, who became her companion and manager of the label they launched together, Spivey Records. In 1961, Spivey was recorded for Prestige Bluesville, but as a folk revival in the 1960s took hold, a new generation of fans on both sides of the Atlantic were seeking her out. In 1962, she founded Spivey Records and got other older blues musicians, including former St. Louisianan Lonnie Johnson and Big Joe Williams, recording again for new audiences. With her regal reputation and a friendship in the blues world, Queen V was able to entice many legendary blues figures to record on her label. At the same time, nurturing up-and-coming talent, one of Spivey Records' recording session, an almost completely unknown young folk singer named Bob Dylan, provided backing vocals and harmonica. He wouldn't remain unknown for long, and he and Victoria remained good friends. Dylan made no secret of his affection for Spivey, and a photo of the pair adorns the black cover of his New Morning album. The Spivey Records catalog included music by Muddy Waters Band, Willie Dixon, Otis Band, Lonnie Johnson, of course, Roosevelt Sykes, Sonny Boy Williams, and like many, many more. Here's side three. Murder in the First Degree, 1927. Spivey remained a coy, charismatic performer, touring Europe with the 1963 American Folk Blues Festival, playing the Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival, the Philadelphia Folks Festival, and many others, gracing various documentaries and continuing to appear in New York until shortly before her death from a hemorrhage in October 3rd, 1976. As befitting her professional endeavors, collections of her business and personal papers and memorabilia are archived at Emory University and the Rutgers Institute of Jazz Studies. Victoria Spivey was one of the few female blues vocalists of the 1920s to continue her career well beyond the classic blues era. In addition to being a stage performer and recording artist, Spivey was also a witty songwriter and a really shrewd businesswoman. Her keen grasp of the business end of the blues enabled her to keep touring and making records long after nearly all of the other classic blues singers of the 1920s had faded from the scene. Spivey was among the more influential blues women because she was around long enough to influence legions of younger women and men who rediscovered blues music. Spivey could do it all. You know, write the song, sang them well, and accompanied herself on piano, organ, and the occasional ukulele. In 1970, Spivey was awarded the BMI Commendation of Excellence from Broadcast Music, Inc. for her long and outstanding contributions to the many worlds of music. Here's side four, Moaning Blues.
Now you talk about the black snake blues. Well, you haven't heard no moaning yet. All day long. And when you hear this moaning, this moaning you will never forget. When she had lost her cool, I began my mourning all day long. And when you hear me a moaning, you can bet sweet mama feel good. Take a biscuit to pieces, put it back just like it was. All with my morning all day long. Yes, I can kick my leg high, and you ought to see me do the bus.
Many of her songs were characterized by the double entendre, sly sexual references, even rollicking obscenities, while others were bitterly honest descriptions of hard lives, all sung in her tiger moan. Rolling Stone described her music as grim tales of death, despair, cruelty, and agony, underscored by her somber piano and stark Texas blues moan. An amazing recording career that spanned more than 40 years. Thank you for listening. This has been Dead Wax 78s. I'm your host, Sean. And you know what? I will catch you on the flip side.